Welcome to My University Life podcast series. These podcast series are brought to you by the Student Advice Centre here in DCU. They aim to explore how students can flourish at university.
So self-belief, like confidence, can come and go throughout your life, but it's important to know that you never truly lose it. If you are not feeling confident today, there are many ways to build it up. And self-belief builds your self-esteem, which in turn builds your confidence. This in turn then is a building block for success. So what is self-belief? What does it look like? What does it sound like? And how can I change it into something more positive? So today in conversation with my colleague Caroline Bowe, who is a life coach in Dublin City University, and works with myself, Deirdre Maloney, who also am a life coach. And we work together on the Pathways to Success program, which we have been running for the last 6 years. And today's podcast will explore self-belief and how it shows up in our life and how we can make it more positive. So Caroline, as a qualified coach, you will have worked with many students in university who have to traverse the world of academic learning, exams and assessments, and even under normal circumstances, socializing and the creation of new relationships. So in your experience, how would you define self-belief?
Thank you, Deirdre. Delighted to be here today. Yes, you're quite right. Students at university have quite a few new experiences to navigate throughout their time. This can be challenging with many ups and downs. Self-belief is a core part of our character that we need when experiencing transition or new experiences. A student may question themselves and ask, "Can I do this?" To make the brave step to starting a degree, making new friends, doing well in exams and assessments, we need to believe that yes, we can do this. Firstly, the meaning of self-belief is having confidence in our own abilities and judgments. Secondly, it is intrinsic within us, in that you are in control of that belief. And thirdly, they are made up of thoughts, and you get to decide which ones you have.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on what that looks like?
So the thoughts we have come from habits. If we believe something to be true, we will begin to see evidence in our reality. However, the habits we have can be good ones and bad ones. The bad ones can sometimes hold us back in life. So if you change what you say or think, you can change what you do. New positive habits can be developed. So for example, a belief develops into a behavior that then becomes an event or an experience. So the evidence is from the event and the experience, which makes the belief stronger. And we have scripts for everything. For example, I'm not academic, or I am an impatient person, or I'm a lucky person. And these can control the relationships we have with others in life.
Yes, that actually reminds me of a conversation I had with a student many years ago on our coaching program, Pathways to Success.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he said that his negative self-belief was that he was not academic. And this was leading to a decrease in his self-confidence and his ability to engage in his academic work and to perform in his exams. So we explored, what does an academic look like, or what does an academic do? And he said to me that they go to the library, that they would write literature, that they would write assignments, and that they would read academic literature. So I asked him, do you do any of those? And he started laughing.
Oh, really?
Yes, he and the class. And he realized by saying it out loud, I was like, do you do any of those things? And he said, yes, I do all of them. That he realized that he is doing all the academic things that he had then said that, you know, an academic does. And so it released that pressure on himself. that lack of self-belief, the lack of self-confidence in that he felt he wasn't good enough to be at a university. He wasn't good enough, you know, when he was writing his assignments. But all the while he was going around with this negative self-belief that he was not an academic. And so that really, really helped him change that around for him.
And it sounds like you made it a real reality for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think, Caroline, that students at home can change their beliefs in their own time?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. I think self-belief is always fluctuating. It's not enough to only identify the traits, the strengths and the values that represent your belief in yourself. You need to affirm and trust the answers. Positive affirmations is certainly one way that you can build your self-belief and your self-confidence and therefore your self-esteem.
Yes, positive affirmations are a great tool, and we definitely can talk about that later on.
And they're meaning making. You know, we need to remind ourselves of what matters most to us. And it's about grounding ourselves in the truth of our own stories, I think. We are less dependent on others' approval and comfortable with disapproval due to a belief in oneself. The true belief in oneself is very grounding. You know, your story tells a lot about you. And if you don't believe your own story, why would anybody else? Actually, only recently I had to question my own beliefs when we started to work from home as a result of the coronavirus. Like having to adjust very quickly to a new working environment, a new way of living and an experience for us all. I questioned my belief in my ability to adapt to this new working environment, to adapt to the new technology, to be creative with my work and to find new ways of completing my work. And I very quickly adapted and began to ask myself, what can I learn and develop in myself to adapt this belief? This experience offers me time, tuning in to actively giving myself time and believing I can get through the challenge of working from home. Believing that, there is a lot that we can learn, I think, about human nature. While we have the loss of interaction, but it made me, you know, question myself and, you know, what are the positives and opportunities out of the situation. So in managing this unusual time, it brought about a new belief in myself that I can actually get through this and I can adapt. So I truly believe it takes confidence and strength to believe in yourself and to change your self-belief, to listen to yourself first and foremost, which grows your inner self-belief. And then it also reminds me of a time when somebody said to me, don't give up when you're finding something difficult. So working through it, developing and tuning in to the belief that you can get through it turns your self-belief around.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that find it difficult to adjust 7 or 8 weeks later. What advice would you have in terms of self-belief, and what did you do to get through it yourself?
Yeah, it is difficult. I think I worked on my inner dialogue. I was telling myself, I'm able to do this. I also realized I had strengths that had been lying dormant for a while. And I used the time to grow my self-belief. I can imagine students go through this every time they sit down to an exam or sit down to write an assignment.
I think when we're facing a challenging event like an exam or an assignment, or even putting yourself forward for class rep or a club or society committee position, having the self-belief is very important. There are three important factors and actions that help. Firstly, reflecting on what you've achieved before is important. Reminding yourself that you've done an exam before and that you can get through it.
Yes.
You have that evidence of a positive event where you've managed to get through. And then secondly, positive self-talk. I can get through this again. I can use this time to learn more, and I can use this time to get more experience and to improve. And then thirdly, appreciating what you have in life already. This is a good reminder that you are enough and you have enough. And that calms the nervous system and helps develop positive thoughts and feelings. So Caroline, when you're working with students, how do you coach them in the area of positive self-talk?
Yes, in relation to positive self-talk, we have scripts for everything, as we mentioned earlier on. I'm not an academic, I'm a patient person, or I'm a lucky person. So in order to turn these beliefs around, we need to focus on positive self-talk, and we need to focus on our life and think of it in a positive mindset, and to think of our work in a positive mindset, that we love our work and we enjoy our work. So there are four elements to help us to remain strong with positive self-talk. And the four P's stand for personal. I am strong. I feel personally strong about my life and my work. The second P is for positive. So we have a positive and healthy mindset about our life and our work. And then to be present, to work in the here and now, and to be mindful of how much we've achieved, how good our life is, and to be aware of what we've already accomplished. And then the fourth P stands for possible. So it is possible to be the best of my ability, to be my best self. So these four P's are very influential when it comes to positive self-talk.
If we were to take the case of the student that I mentioned earlier, who said he was not academic, how could he change his thoughts around that?
Well, he could use the four P's we mentioned and change the energy around his thoughts. So, I am not academic feels stuck and frustrated to me. So maybe he could say, I'm doing really well academically today, and I love studying, and I find it easy to learn. Or I'm confident and I'm comfortable with my studies today, and I'm studying to the best of my abilities.
Yes, already I can hear the change in the energy of what you're saying. It is definitely a great way to build confidence.
Yes, and as I mentioned earlier, the belief, the behaviour and the event backs up the belief with evidence, making the belief stronger.
Yeah, that makes sense, because with having the self-belief and then the positive self-talk, it reminds me of when you're going into an exam. If you go into an exam talking to yourself like, I can't do this, or I don't know enough, you are going to influence the behavior of yourself in the exam. And then also then that will possibly have an impact on the event that is the exam. So you might not do well because maybe that you panic because you see a question that you weren't expecting. And because you're already feeding yourself with negative self-talk around, I'm not good enough or I can't do this. Whereas if we do the affirmations, you go into an exam and you're constantly feeding yourself with, I can do this, I have done enough work, I am good enough, I'm a great student, that it helps keeps you calm. And when you go into the exam, you're more likely to perform better. And then that is the behavior that has the impact on the event, which is basically having a better performance and possibly a higher grade. And how we can improve it when we need to. Thank you for taking the time out to chat with us today.
Thank you, Deirdre. It was a pleasure. Really enjoyed it.
We hope you've enjoyed these podcasts and that you have found them useful. Remember, here at DCU, this is your Student Advice Centre, and we are here to assist you with any concerns, small or large, during your studies. To learn more information about your Student Advice Centre, please visit www.dcu.ie/advice, or you can contact us on student.support@dcu.ie.